The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Okay, well, we're back here. This is Ralph Witteroad. I'm subbing in for John. I'm in Alaska. Thank God and Greyhound, the sun is shining, and I don't know, it's up around 40, 50 degrees, and God, the snow's melting. And Melissa, you still there?
I'm right here.
Yeah, okay. What I just a quick look in Westlaw, that's probably the best answer. If you're a Republican, it means you have a preference for the platform put out by the Republican Party. If you're a Democrat, you have a preference put out for the Democratic platform because they change them all the time. The problem that we have today is they both lie. But the real problem we have, the Democratic Party now is a communist, Marxist, anarchist. They've been taken over. There's no such thing as a progressive Democrat like there was back in back in the 1960s or something when Kennedy and that was in there. It's totally different. And the what's so amazing about the Democratic Party, they're the ones that have had the Ku Klux Klan against the blacks. They were the ones against civil rights against the blacks. And yet they want the blacks to believe they're out there for them. You can't make this stuff up.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but if I remember correctly, the KKK has its origins in Adkins County, Pulaski, Tennessee. I don't expect you to know that. If you're Catholic, you're not eligible to be KKK.
I don't know, anyway. But it was the paramilitary arm of the Democratic Party. That I can tell you.
Yeah, I don't know whether that is a good point or just it's an innocent.
What's
comment
a bad point?
Democrat did start the KKK.
They were lynching blacks. They were doing all kinds of stuff to them that they shouldn't be doing. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't be doing that to anybody. I don't care what your race is. It's just, the blacks they've had a lot of problems. Fine.
Well, and incidentally, I mean, you talk about the KKK as if it's a thing of the past, but I think that there is still some KKK chapters in Georgia and other southern states. I don't think that it's completely gone away.
Oh, I don't think it has, but we got something worse than that. We got communists. And we got these people are communist Marxists funded by these big corporations like Apple and Window or Gates and Coca-Cola. I mean, it's unbelievable. These people are pouring millions into something to overthrow our republic. The Black Lives Matter, they don't give a rat's rump about what's going on. Just like this kid that got shot, 13 years old, he had a gun. They have the bottom, like I said, 40-50% of the crime is being done by blacks, minorities.
The thing is they have a
culture that somehow they can fight back, or that the cops are going to shoot them, and that is a flat out lie. There's over 800,000 contacts by the police, and there's like a handful, it's under 15 or so, unarmed blacks that are shot. And the ones that are there, some of them are wrestling around with the cops, just like that Brown down in Ferguson. Hands up, don't shoot. He goes over to the cop car, tries to get a hold of the gun away from the cop, gets shot in the hand, runs away. Then he's 300-pound thug. He runs back to the cop. Now, what's the cop supposed to do? Is he going to arm wrestle this guy? He's a 300-pound thug. He's a criminal, and he shoots him dead. Hands up, don't shoot. And they burn the damn town down, and they lie. They get a white carriage, horse-drawn, and like he's a saint. He did three felonies in 11 minutes. He's a piece of garbage, just like Floyd right now is on trial. They use autopsy, the official autopsy. Said there's nothing wrong with his neck. There's nothing wrong with his breathing esophagus or anything. He had three times the legal amount of fentanyl plus methamphetamines and God knows what else. He was already saying, I can't breathe before he got out of the SUV. He got 27, or his family gets $27 million, and they put the cop on trial? Because it looks bad. But wait a minute. How about the facts? Minnesota, I talked to a cop. He said they're taught to keep people under control. They couldn't keep this damn guy under control. He was one big dude. And when they get high on drugs, they get superhuman strength that a taser or stuff doesn't do anything to them.
Well, but the press had months to make a story out of that before the trial began, and you know there were any facts to back it up with. So, you know,
the autopsy report is the official thing of how people die. They use it all the time.
Yeah,
and they said there's nothing wrong with its neck. There was nothing. So why is he on trial? Because it's a racial thing, just like this kid today that's got a gun, and I guess he was supposedly, I don't know, I just heard some of it that they were shooting at a car, and he's got a gun running away from a cop. I tell you, I had a lot of altercations with cops. Number one, under no circumstances would I want to think even about arguing with them. I mean, I stood my ground. Oh, absolutely. But to grab a cop or to run, or hey, that's not the place, Bubba. Because he has to make a decision. He wants to go home to his family. And when they kill cops, do you see Black Lives Matter or the Democrats coming out? They kill cops all the time. They're not all perfect, but I'm telling you, as far as politicians, they're saints. Because almost every damn one of the Democratic Party is a bunch of criminals and crooks. The cops don't get up every morning going out and say, I'm going to kill a Negro or an Asian or something. There's more whites killed than there is blacks unarmed. And they commit fewer crimes. But the blacks somehow have got culture that they've been put into them that everybody's out to get them. And Trump was changing that because he was giving them an opportunity to go to work and make a living. And Candace Owens is one of the things that's happened in the black communities is they don't have families. So they get around. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm taking her as they get around. If they don't have a father, then they get in these gangs and they go off doing the whatevers. They don't have a dad there to mimic or to work with them. You got to have a family. So, anyways, got any other questions, or I'm going to continue on here with my stuff?
Well, okay, just to recap what you said about Republican and Democrat. So you look it up in Westlaw, and I guess that's the definition that you're going to stick with.
The only thing is Democrats have been technically more, quote, progressive. They are liberals. They're against the Constitution. The Republican platform has been staying in line with the rule of law. But I'm telling you what, we got crooks on both sides of the fence. But the Democratic Party now is totally gone. They are anarchist. They are communist and Marxist. And the people in charge, there is no rule of law. They are liars. And we have a whole bunch of them on the Republican side. And we got one of the worst sitting up here in Alaska, Murkowski. My gosh, she's a piece of garbage.
Okay. No, it's
their platform.
Well, I was just going to, you know, in some places like Washington, D.C., as an example, you're unlikely to get elected as a Republican. I think that that's probably just a straight Democrat election.
There was like 90%, 97% or something are all Democrats.
Okay.
Yeah. You got about as much chance there as getting a snowball in hell and surviving. It ain't going to happen. Okay?
Okay, now I was just going to say that it depends upon the state, and it might also depend upon the office, because Maryland is heavily Democrat also. There's only one U.S. House district that's, Republican, so, okay. But and our governor right now happens to be Republican, but that it's not, it's not, the state is heavily Democrat. And
look at what South Dakota did. They didn't shut anything down.
Yeah, I know. South Dakota was one of the, five states that never went through a shutdown. And you know what? Those five states that never went through a shutdown, quite honestly, they may have been the thing that kept the country up and running. The country may have stayed up and running because of the states that never went into shutdown. That just might have happened.
It's all this COVID is, it's a con. It's another flavor of flu, but it's a pandemic. And now we got this, these vaccinations, and people are dying all over and all kinds of stuff. It's a mRNA. And if you go look at that, they're modifying. It's not a regular vaccine like we used to think of, which basically I'm still not convinced that it does much of anything. But it's going to modify your DNA. They've got pictures. They've got show what's in this stuff.
Yeah, I'm rather surprised at the universities that are telling students that they're not, permitted unless they have a vaccination. That's concerning.
They can't force you because it's now what I'm going to talk about next. These regulations, CDC, I looked up that mask. There's no force and effect of law. What people do not understand, they fight the IRS. They fight these battles. It's not the code that they're fighting. They cite that. Agencies are mandated. ATF, CDC, IRS, they are mandated to put in the Federal Register what they're doing. And if it's not there, it's called general applicability and legal effect. If what an agency does not put in the Federal Register, you can tell that agency to go to H-E-L-L. And that's a fact. It's right in the Federal Register Act. And they put it in the Federal Register. They put in there also that anything in the Federal Register, everybody's got to take judicial notice of it. There's only two things, which I'm working on with great detail. I'll be done here, hopefully. It's just taking longer because I'm documenting it to the nth degree. There's only two ways to fight agencies. They operate outside the government. They print it. But they're outside the government. They print this stuff. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he never met an agency he never liked, that he didn't like. And they got around in 1937, and he put together a commission, a 400-page thing, research, and I got it out of the Gonzaga Law Library out of Washington. Couldn't tear the damn book apart because it was I've copied every page. And in there, it says Congress can't control them, and it says the president can't. So what they did the Federal Register Act. First of all, because agencies only operate by regulations. If people can just get that through their mind, they print it. Congress can't reach you and me. They have to use a surrogate called agencies. And agencies can't touch you or me. They got a couple of procedural things they have to do, and you know what? I've never seen one yet that qualifies. But they don't teach this. They'll teach it. It's under the Federal Register Act. It mandates anything of general applicability or legal effect must be in the Federal Register. That includes the ATF. That includes all these drug peoples, the EPA, the IRS, and all those idiots. They got to be in the Federal Register. And the courts, everybody's got to take judicial notice of it. That's important. So all you got to look at, number one, if an agency is coming after you, the question is, what regulations are you using? That's the first question. I don't care about your code. Agencies can't use code. They have to have regulations. And this is the first con. You go look at a civil action on an IRS. They'll have 7401 and 7403. 7401 is their authority. Well, it's an agency because it says the chief counsel of the IRS or them guys. They'll have a list of them. Well, you go look in the Federal Register. And they have to identify the code section in the CFR. So if it's 7401, you go look for any CFR as 7401. Well, you go look. Like I say, I have Westlaw. I could just quickly. The only regulations for 7401 in the name is a 26 CFR, which means Code of Federal Regulations. It's a compilation of federal registers under 7401, and it's 301.7401. 301.7401. And what's a Part 301 reg? Part 301s are all housekeeping regs. They got nothing to do with you and me, and the Supreme Court has said so. It's irrelevant. And guess what? Then the 17403, which is one where you don't pay. Well, who are you don't paying? You're not paying Congress. You have to pay the state, which is sitting underneath them. The states can't legislate code sections like gross income. They can't do it. They don't have any authority to. You got to go to a court of the United States. They get away with it. But anyway, 70403, if you don't pay, that's 26 CFR 301.7403. Same thing. It's a housekeeping reg, and it's actually under 5 USC 301 is the authority. They don't tell you that, but that some of them do, but the IRS tries to hide it. But the courts have said it's a housekeeping. It don't have nothing to do with me and you. It's a con. That's on the very first page of almost all of these reduced to judgment type where they go after people's properties. Then they get around and they prosecute people for tax evasion. And I found this out by working with a rapper in Minnesota. There, I already knew there are essential elements. But there are, if a crime has essential elements, every one of those essential elements has to be in an affirmative. If there's three of them, you got to have all three. They don't ever do that. They did rapports. There was the judge up there, Cynic. He was a piece of garbage. He actually, the Westlaw, we got the book from Westlaw. He helped write it. And they only did one of the essential elements. Than the jury. And they were on, we did a bench trial with him. Only one of them. Totally illegal. But what we do with the IRS, tax evasion, what's the first essential element of tax evasion? You have to have a notice of deficiency. They have to notice you. If they don't notice you, they can't move. Well, what type of regulation is a notice of deficiency? 6211 and 6212. It's a Part 301 reg. It's housekeeping. They tell you, oh, well, you go to tax court. That's your ticket into tax court. Notice a deficiency. A 301 reg, it's a housekeeping reg. Why in the holy hell would I go to tax court? You can't make this stuff up. Anyway, back in a minute.
No reason to give. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand
suns. Okay, well, we're back here. Ralph, Colin, you got any other questions? You got me all wound up here because this stuff is so important. I keep seeing people do it over and over. They keep repeating the same thing and think they're going to get a different result. I did that. I pounded the hell out of Title 26. Not even, first of all, it's internal. It's never even been accepted. It's actually Internal Revenue Code. Never, there is no, technically no Title 26. It just mirrors it. And the judges said, oh, you know, it matches up. So we'll just wink, wink, blink, blink. Anyway, you got any other questions before I continue on?
No. If you have other callers, I'll let you get to them. But I admire you sticking with the subject of the IRS because it's not the easiest subject to handle. And keep up the good work.
It is. If you get down to the first thing, you have to understand. Know thy enemy. You have to identify the enemy. It's an agency or a federal agency. Federal agency means President of the United States. That's where the president does executive orders. He is bound by the same type of nonsense as the agencies. They all, if it has general applicability, a legal effect, it has to be in the Federal Register. The next step is the only time they can even think about reaching the force and effect of law. They have to have a specific statutory authority from Congress saying, hey, Comrade Biden, would you please issue an executive order on masks? I've never seen one yet. I've never seen every agency has to have a specific. They can't do a general make all rules and regulations, because that would be giving away their complete lawmaking powers to an agency. And those are called interpretive regs or housekeeping regs, which are all nonsense. And they print it, but you don't know where to find it because you don't have access to Westlaw, and you've never been. Most of these attorneys don't even know it. They don't bother to look. Okay?
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Oh, well, I'm telling you, I'm just getting wound up. I'm taking on Mr. Biden and these regulations because our enemy is the agencies. So what do they have? They have regulations. That's where you have to attack. And how many of them have the force and effect of law? None. Zero. Zip. But do you know how to debunk them and expose them? No, because nobody's ever taught you. Most attorneys don't know, and they don't care. The thing also is, a citizen of the United States is a qualified elector in D.C., but it's not in the several states. Well, wait a minute, that sounds like discrimination. I have to volunteer to be a citizen of the United States, and you cannot prove that you are one unless you're in D.C. or a territory. Can't prove it. It's a crime, by the way. But nobody looks at that. No. Nobody checks it out. So we get back to, does a citizen of the United States have a soul? No. Why? Because he takes on, it's called in the slaughterhouse cases and the Crookshank, you can take on the character of a citizen of the United States, like I can take on the character of a landlord and sue a tenant, or take on the character of a tenant and sue a landlord, but that doesn't change that I'm a citizen of Alaska, domiciled in Alaska, one of the several states. I can take on that character. So, does a citizen of the United States have a soul? No. That's why you don't find Christians for these Democrats and all these people. A citizen of the United States has no soul. You know why? Because they just made it up. 14th Stat 27 in 1866. It's in the code today. 42 U.S. 1981 and 1982. Go look it up. 42 U.S.C. 1981 and 1982. It's a citizen of the United States has the same rights as a white citizen. Now, does that sound a little racist? Do they tell you that? Of course not. It's civil rights. You have no inalienable rights from the Creator because they just made the damn thing up. Tenants don't have souls. Landlords don't have souls. Corporations don't have souls. LLCs don't have souls. Only a man or a woman has a soul. Inalienable rights from the Creator. Does a man and a woman have civil rights? Yes. Does a corporation have civil rights? Absolutely. It can sue and be sued. Can a citizen of the United States sue and be sued? Absolutely. Can a citizen of France sue over here? Yep. They've got civil rights. They can sue in our courts if they have something standing. What else? A man or a woman, under the law of the land, has political rights. Does a citizen of the United States have political rights? No. How do you look under the 15th Amendment? You have the right to vote, but it don't say that you have political rights. They don't tell you that. The most important case on that I ever found, Ex parte Virginia, 1879. It says, they're talking about the 13th and the 14th, 15th Amendment. It secures that all persons civil rights under the same terms, but it leaves political rights, or such as arise from the form of government and its administration as they stood previous to its adoption. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back. And as I was reading here, this was it goes on to say, it has no more reference to them than it has to social rights and duties, which do not rest upon any positive law, though they may be more potential in controlling the intercourse of individuals. Social rights, social justice. It's called identity politics. And what they also are trying to put under social rights is benefits, health care, Social Security. Supreme Court has ruled over and over again, anytime you accept the benefit, you have surrendered everything. It's whatever the person offers. It's like, hey, I'll give you $1 if you wash the dishes. I'll give you $3 if you wash the dishes. I'll give this person $4 to wash the dishes. You can do whatever you want. It's a benefit. Social rights, social justice is identity politics, and they're trying to cover all the benefit side handouts from the government as social rights. They go on to say, in consideration of questions growing out of the amendments, much confusion has arisen from the failure to distinguish between civil and political rights of citizens. Civil rights are absolute and personal. Political rights, on the other hand, are conditioned and dependent upon the discretion of the elective or the appointing power, whether that be the people acting through the ballot or one of the departments of their government. The civil rights of an individual are never withheld and may always be judicially enforced. The political rights which he may enjoy, such as holding office or discharging the public trust, are qualified because their possession depends upon his fitness to be a judge by them whom society has clothed with the elective authority. The 13th and the 14th Amendments were designed to secure the civil rights of person of every race, color, and condition, but they left to the states to determine whom the possession of political powers should be entrusted. This is manifest from the fact that when it was desired to confer political power upon the newly made citizens of the state, as was done by inhibiting the denial to them of suffrage on account of race, color, previous condition of servitude, a new amendment was required. It's real clear. Political rights can be withheld, like you're a felon, whatever. But the 13th and 14th changed nothing. And we can identify who a citizen of the United States is because a qualified elector in D.C. You have no right to an Article III court. Supreme Court has said so in D.C. You have no right of the protection of taxation without representation, what they're always bitching about. Because you're not part of what the Constitution of the United States was for the several states. Several states. And it's a Constitution for the United States of America. That's the country. That's already in the preamble. For the United States of America. And it says in the Constitution, it's the government of the United States. Twice. You ever check it out? We're in trouble. Because everybody thinks they're a citizen of the United States. They don't have a damn clue what the heck it is. How would we know? You have no political rights. I have 110 cases I found, and I put them into a public record so I could cite it. It says, United States of America is a sovereign body politic. They're rubbing their nose at it. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Who in the hell is that? That's Congress. When did it come about? 1913, after they passed the 17th Amendment. They left out the word several when they said the states. People of the several states is in the Constitution for the House of Representatives, several states. They left it out. And so if I can convince everybody that we're a citizen of the United States, we signed up, we volunteer to leave the Constitution of the United States. We volunteer to leave our unalienable rights from the Creator. You can't technically be a Christian and be a citizen of the United States because it has no soul. And nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody's interested. And then we wonder why we go to these courts. They're not courts. They're bought and paid for. They're under the control of Congress. I got two cases. It said they created a new court in 1948 to handle these fictitious citizens of the United States called the United States District Court. It's in 28 U.S.C. 132. 28 U.S.C. 132. C, judicial power of a district court. Wait a minute, judicial power of a district court. I was reading Cruz's thing, One Vote Away. Judicial power is something that governments have. People don't. And then of a district court, supposed to be a government on the other end of that prepositional phrase. Is a district court a government? No. These two cases, which, by the way, have never been cited in any appellate court, have never made it to the Supreme Court, because I went and checked them out. We took them to with Mooney, I'm not an attorney or counsel, we put it into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. It's the highest court it's ever been in. It's going to be in the Supreme Court of the United States on a writ of certiorari in Maine. What does it say? It says the judge represents the court and the court is under the absolute control of Congress. And it says it's in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9, Legislative Court. They print it, folks. those United States District Courts, that judge is working for, God help us, Congress. The plenary power of Congress. Unbelievable. They lie on these prosecuting people for tax evasion. The first essential element is a notice of deficiency. A notice of deficiency is a Part 301 reg. They'll change the jury instructions to say substantial debt or some other nonsense. But they tell you the essential elements. Why don't somebody use it? I don't know. Beats the hell out of me. I know I've walked past this stuff because it's been a learning curve. I've had my tush handed to me many times. And eventually, when you keep doing the same damn thing and you don't get anywhere, you got to say, you know what? Back up and take another look at this, because there's something that you think you know is so, that's not so. I check everything out. First of all, anything, check out the definitions. They redefined everything. It's as crazy as cat means dog. I'm not kidding you. It's when it says the term cat means dog, when they say cat, they're talking about a dog. That's how crazy these definitions are. Put stuff in quotation marks. Judicial power of the United States. They can't talk about it if you put it in quotation marks. Article 3 says it's got to be a exercising judicial power in every case and controversy. They don't do that in these United States District Courts. They say every rule, order, or something else. If they can't use case for controversy, they lie to us to keep us down. Oh, we're an Article 3 court. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Well, we have to know how to expose them. You can't have any in the states because there's no elections for any state officers. Every one of them is under being a citizen of the United States. And they say you don't have a right to an Article 3 court in D.C. Those are qualified electors, and we're not qualified electors out here. So how the hell did they pull that off? Oh, we did the Buck Act. We're in a federal area. We're deemed to live in a federal area because we signed up for it. I wanted to go into the Matrix. Pretend I'm in the Matrix. Really. Then they did the Buck Act. Well, they said, state says you tax us, Fed says we'll tax you. These people never figured that out. So we'll agree to tax each other. That's the Buck Act of 1940. They made positive law in 1947. Are you starting to get a flavor that we got a problem in this country? Nobody wants to believe the truth. The facts. I highly recommend getting on my IRS list, it's $250 postal money order, or preferably Walmart, or if you can't afford it, I'll still badge you on. I look up stuff for people. As time permits, I'll help you. I'm trying to get people to get a backbone and get knowledge. Just like I went over to the Republican media in Big Lake, and they're trying to get communications going, that's good. And they say, well, call on this HR1. Which is a glorified National Voter Registration Act of 1993. And my question was, okay, if you call, what the heck, what are you going to say to the senator representative? I don't want you to vote for it. What the hell is that going to get you? Why don't you have real facts to ask them questions? Well, are there any elections for any public officers in Alaska or the state? Yes or no? Because it says right here they're all federal offices. How does that work, sir? Well, that seems like an important question. Does a citizen of the United States have the right of electing franchise, the right of suffrage? And where are you getting it from? Yes or no? Well, they don't. I can prove it. They print it. You got to have knowledge to go after these people to expose them. If you just go in there whining what I try to get across to them, so what? They can care less. Because they say, oh, this is another ignorant caller. He don't like what I'm doing. He's irrelevant. He ain't going to harm me. How is he going? He don't know enough to expose me, even if he asks questions. We have to know how to ask questions, specific questions. Every judge can only be sued under clear absence of all jurisdiction. And those in Alaska, those in the federal courts are in clear absence of all jurisdiction under the Constitution because they hold no office. And the only way to go after agencies is the Federal Register. Number one, it's got to be in the Federal Register. General applicability, legal effect, they have to take judicial notice. Then the next thing is, the next step is, there's a direct delegation from Congress. You'll never find that. So, okay, well, let's just skip that part. Let's just go to the next part. You have to go to the Administrative Procedures Act, and then you have to go to, under the CFR, you just go down and download the Federal Register. Search on 553. It's 5 USC 553. By the way, Trump put in for agencies to abide by that in an executive order in the April or January 20th. Gladden put in a thing. No, we don't want to do that. He rescinded. We don't want the agencies to abide by the APA. And what is it that I'm looking for? You search on 553, and there's only two ways they can do it. Called force and effect of law to reach out to you and me in this as a citizen of the United States, but we'll leave that out. Number one is formal. They have to say under a proposed rule, we're doing it. You'll never see one. I've never seen one yet. Now I've looked at 100, probably thousands of them. They don't exist. So the only thing then, which I took me a while to figure out until I found a Senate report of 1946 that spelled it out, and then I could go back into the courts and say, I'll be damned. Been sitting there just waiting to be read. What do they got to do? Because they will say, they will always come in and they make excuses for why they're not doing 553. And that's what I didn't know what to do with, and it's called the informal rulemaking, the informal rulemaking. So what is the informal rulemaking? Well, guess what? It's called, we will say it's impractical, it's unnecessary, and it's contrary to the public interest. Why would they use that? And I would see it, and I say, well, now what am I going to do? Well, when I found this Senate report, it says you can't use the exemption of situations for an emergency or necessity is not an escape clause. A true and supportable finding of necessity or emergency must be made and published. You know how many of them I've seen? None. Zero. Zip. Nada. So what's the game? You will go in, you won't find 553, and they say, oh, we're just going to do notice and comments. That's irrelevant. I don't care. It has nothing to do with you or me. How do I attack it? That took a while to figure out. Been down that road. I used 5 USC 706 2A, arbitrary and capricious. That's the merits of what they're saying. Oops, Ralph. You're wrong again. Found a court case that said, hey, why are you attaching that? That's to the what's in the regulation. That goes to the merits, arbitrary and capricious. You got to go to 5 USC 706 2D. They didn't follow procedure. Duh, that seems so damn simple. If Congress didn't vote on a bill, why would I go attacking what's in the bill? They didn't follow procedure. That's sitting right there in front of me. I just thought arbitrary and capricious. See, what I thought I knew, we didn't know. Then we go to see, okay, so now we use the informal, impractical, unnecessary and not in the public interest. What does that mean? Impractical means a situation in which the due and required execution of an agency functions would be unavoidably prevented by its undertaking public rulemaking. We could prevent them from making the rule. So impractical means we can't have you understand what we're doing because you could say, no, you can't do that because you got no authority. That's what it says. Unnecessary is not, the interest is public, is not particularly interesting. Back.
Welcome to the land of blame and fears, where you will learn that packaging is all that ever is.
Got the little black car, the little black dress, we got the guru and the trailer and the full course dress, we got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM, we got the
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Well, this is Ralph, and I'm back, and I highly keep track of Lindell TV, L-I-N-D-E-L-L TV. Go watch the two videos there. He's got conclusive evidence. His platform, Frank, is coming out. I've never been on Twitter or any of that. I'm going to get on his Frank, and I'll look about setting up another email list if it's required, but I'm going to do that. But go look at Lindell TV. And he's being sued by Dominion, as is Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani. But we're getting down to the next couple of weeks. He's going to be dumping all of his information. And he's right. We can't win if we don't get rid of the machines. Just like in the Matrix, you have to get rid of the machines because they're rigging everything. And he proves it conclusively in two videos that he's got. Actually, I think maybe three. But he's got two. I think one of them's a long one, and he did a shorter version of it. He knows where the stuff, the IAP addresses, where it came from and where it ended up and how many votes they changed. And China was knee-deep in this, as was Iran. And that's a fact. And nobody wants to talk about it because they're afraid of being sued by Dominion. And these other... Every state has been affected by this. And if we don't get in a fight with knowledge, we're not going to win. I'm going after Alaska because I'm telling you what, I'm real serious. I get somebody over here, and I will at some point, because I get calls from them, and Goose Creek, I'm going to help them get out of jail. Stir the pot, that's all. These politicians don't want to move. We got a bunch of them, like Lindsey Graham. He got a went after and protected Trump with judicial stuff, and he didn't do it. He always talks, I want to get to the bottom of it. Trump had it right. All talk, no action. McConnell, he's married to a Chinese communist gal, family from communist. They got interested in, since 1993, in a communist boat outfit over there in communist China. I wonder why he's doing what he's doing. Flip-flopping around against Trump. I tell you, better get some knowledge, and I get on this list. I try to help people. I've got real stuff, and I'm going to go after these regulations because we are being attacked by two things, regulations and Mr. Biden. And Mr. Biden can tell all these agencies to go out and do all the regulatory nonsense he wants. It's still garbage because the regulation still has to abide by the Federal Register Act and the APA. And that was the very first thing he did on one of the executive orders on when he came in on the 20th. He got rid of Trump telling these agencies to abide by the APA stuff. And he said, no, we can't do that because that's going to interfere with our global warming and all our other crap. He's out against the rule of, that's the only two things you can use against regulations, I guarantee you. And we're going to see how the Supreme Court handles it, because this stuff about these courts, these United States District Courts, has never made any of the, have never made the Supreme Court of the United States. And it's only been in one appellate court, the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. And you know what they said? Oh, well, you can't bring that up. It's too late to bring up this court case, these cases. Too late? Anyway, I have a show on Sunday. God willing, we will see you Sunday. More of the same.
Stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need fairness, rules, and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.